Welcome to the Gospel Express.
Number 10.
Welcome to the show. I'm Nina Taylor, along with my co-host, Pastor Ernest Richard Jr. How are you doing?
I'm alive and I'm well. And I know, Nina, that you can tell. I ain't had no breakfast. I ain't even got a snack. But one thing for sure, the Gospel Express is back. And we're ready to have a great time.
Wow. He's poetic today. Well, anyway, that was good.
I'm excited. You know why? Because
why?
For the first time since we have met each other by way of social media, we will spend some time just a little bit together in a show this coming weekend. We'll talk more about that later. How about that? I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Well, Jonathan Nelson did exactly what I said he was going to do. He's down from number 8. He did make it to the top 10 with Manifest. Now, it's dropped down just a little bit at number 10, but he's still in the top 10. So our congratulations to Jonathan Nelson featuring Purpose.
Yes, yes. And in the number 9 spot, he fought for it. He threw a right hook and a left cross that you cannot have my spot. Mr. Talk Box featuring Jay Moss and Little Byron. Byron.
Let's go. Y'all ready?
Jay Moss, can't eat or sleep.
running out of reasons to live. You don't know how to tell your friends you got no more to give. Your own family can't even make it better. Please hear me when I tell you to hold on. I know it sounds cliche to say don't give up. Your head ain't so heavy that you can't look up. God will come through even when you
pause.
Swear that I'm gonna be.
Melvin Christel, I mean, I have never seen a song stay in the top 10 so very long. 35 weeks in the countdown. He's now still in the top 10 with this song. He's down a little bit from number 6 to 8 with Wonderful Is Your Name.
Well, I tell you, if you knew his dad, you'd understand why this song has the staying power that it has. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, Melvin Christel Jr., his father, a wizard with a pen. But let's move on up to the number 7 spot. This is a huge jump from the number 11 spot to the number 7 spot. I like this song personally myself. PJ Morton featuring J Moss. The song is entitled Repay You. Take a listen, y'all.
I have so many friends that are no longer here. Why he took them away and left me here, I'm not clear. Guess I have more to do, and he has more assignments for me to complete. I still can't believe that you want to use me, 'cause I often fall down, and I'm so imperfect, but you still love me when I feel I'm not worthy.
Number six.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Oh,
Alright, here comes my homeboy at number 6. He is slowly making his way to the top 5, Jermaine Dolley, with his song, I'll Go. You know, give him this. He has had nothing but staying power since he came out. I remember my friend, former co-host, Sonia Allman, was calling him the Gospel Prince. She said, he sort of sounds like Prince, you know, when he goes up into his falsetto. But love this song. It's called I'll Go. It's at number 6.
Wow, that's a compliment. But hey, keep doing what you're doing, Jermaine. But now listen, down a couple of spots, he had to take a stand in 8 just to hold the number 5 spot. Our good friend Todd Delaney is holding it down with the song Revelation 4. If you don't listen now, you probably won't listen later. I do want to let you know you're listening to the Gospel Express with Nina Taylor and yours truly, Pastor E. We on the move. We got a groove. Don't you touch that dial.
Hear the elders say, at the feet of the King is a constant offering. Around the throne of the Lord, they never cease to sing. At the feet of the King, there's a common thing. They cry, holy, holy Lord. So we cry, holy, holy God. At the feet of my King, round the throne of the Lord, they never get tired of it. At the feet of King Jesus,
man soto na mama mandi. To the only wise God. Yep, the only wise king.
Number four.
Take me to the water, body going under. And when I come up, I can feel the sun shining on my face. And like a janitor, you got me cleaned up. You made me a believer. The blind mark on my soul has been erased. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of. Enough to hear you. Through your word I made you. All of my mistakes have been washed away, forever changed. And like a baby I'm taking new steps. And if I fall I know you're right there. I'm holding on as you lead me the right way. And now that I've been with you, I've got a new set of.
Towards the number one spot, Jason Nelson with one of my favorites in the top 10 this week. It's called Residue. I just love it. I know the whole song now. So, congratulations.
That's funny. Hey, I'm going to give you a Eddie Griffin thing. If you look at number four and go back to number 10, what do you see? No, let's move on. Anyway. In the number three spot, and the quartet world is in love with this song, and that's okay with me. If you love it, you know, let them know. Damon Little holds it down with a song entitled Stand Up.
All this pain, Sherry been talking long enough. Stand up
talking about hatred and viruses and, you know, brutality and young folks losing their life, but we still got to take a stand. We got to pray and come together, y'all. Said I need some help, yeah. Can I get my pastors, churches, politicians?
Every night
What a great song. You know, I love to hear families singing together. You know, I love that family harmony. You know what? In this particular song, I can't tell who's Kiara and who's Karen. I really can't. Kiara is starting to sound so much like her mama. Now I don't know who's who. But anyway, I'm imagining this is Kiara's song because it's featuring her mom, and that's her singing the most. But I'm telling you, I can't tell who's who in this song. It's called Something Has to Break. She's slowly trying to hit the number one spot. We'll see if they can do it.
You got mama, daughter, and a family label. I mean, they've got all the ingredients and the makings of, what is that word? Success. Yeah, I'll say that. Congratulations, Kiara. Congratulations, Karen. OG, Karen Clark Shears. And now listen, before we go anywhere, I just know you got something in your back pocket that the rest of us have just dying to hear. What you got going on? Talk to us.
I remember how sad you were when Pastor Mike, I know you're a big fan, and you were so sad when he actually was out of the top 10. No, I'm not playing that one, the song that you love. But Pastor Mike Jr. has a brand new song. I love it so much. He sang this one on the Stellars. And I'm going to tell you right now, before it even gets in the top 40, that Pastor Mike is on his way to number one once again with his brand new song, Amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the prophetess has spoken.
I remember when he saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply. Truth is, I should be crazy. I thank God he saved me. I'm a living witness that God, yeah. That's why I believe. I'm unashamed to tell the
How much do you love that song? Isn't it beautiful?
You know, something. When I heard it on the Stellars, I was in love with it then. I'm still in love with it now. I like his creativity. But, you know, I've been a Pastor Mike fan already. So, you know, you can call me biased if you have to, okay? You know.
But
Pastor,
you know what else I noticed?
What's that?
I noticed Pastor Mike has a beautiful voice. You know, when an artist comes out like he did, you know, very hip-hop, very urban contemporary, very contemporary. I mean, sometimes you don't notice their vocals as much because you're so used to getting these grooves from them. But I said, this one, I think he showcased it. And guess what, y'all? Yes, I can groove. Yes, I can do great videos. Yes, I can dance. I can do all that stuff. But I can also sing. And I think he's showcasing his vocal ability on this one. And we love it. Congratulations. I'm going to congratulate him now on another number one.
Well, see, as I said, Pastor Mike is going to be back. Pastor Mike will be back. Mark them words. The prophetess has spoken. But listen, let's get I don't want to do our number one song just yet because I have a classic that I want to throw at you. And while I'm
Before you do it, I know what you're going to do. I know you didn't tell me what it was, but you told me who it was. It gave me an idea, and I want everybody to be on the listen out for this show. I decided to go into the Nina Taylor vault, and I pulled out some Dorothy Norwood, some Shirley Caesar, some, who else is on this show? I mean, I got all the great ladies of gospel. I'm not talking about, you know, all the newbies that came around, but I'm talking about the girls. Yolanda Adams, I've got CeCe Winans, all of them. I decided to feature a show called Great Ladies of Gospel on the next Gospel Express. So look out for that show. It's going to be a great one. So who you got for me?
Well, listen, this one is probably going to be on your list. The song I'm about to share with you, Sister Nina, from the time I heard it, even today, this gospel classic. It's a tearjerker. It will cause you to sit down, just lift those hands and look to heaven, and you'll start singing. Here is Vanessa Bell Armstrong, who's actually going to be with us, Nina, this weekend, right now, in just a few short hours, right in the city of North Haven, Connecticut, at the Hollaback Gospel Music Awards show.
You did not tell me this.
No, I did not. I held it. And I prayed to sing this song that I'm about to announce because this is my all-time. I mean, there are two of them that I like. Peace Be Still is the other one. But Nobody But Jesus is top of the charts with me and Vanessa Bell Armstrong. To you youngsters that don't know nothing about her, sit down and listen. You're going to hear some vocals like you ain't never heard before. Not heard, hurt before. Take a listen.
When I didn't know my name before I was born, love me just the same. Who was the took me by my hand and kept me from all danger, the way a father can. Thank you.
Okay, I cannot believe you held out on me. I had no idea who was going to be our special guest at the Hollaback Gospel Music Awards. I am so excited. You know what? I've got a few pictures of her. This was from back in the late 90s, like 98, 99, was the first time I met her. She came to the Martin Luther King Jr. celebration in my city. And afterwards, I helped her set up her table. You know how the artists set up the table. I don't know if we're still going to be doing stuff like that, but I set up her table with all her little pictures and CDs and all that stuff. And I was actually like running her table, and she came over and we took a few pictures together. And to be honest with you, I was only in gospel for like a year. I had no idea who she was.
I'm going to tell you like this. She is a treasure jewel. Yes. I will promise you. And you know, I mean, speaking of a treasure jewel, I heard of fighting to remain queen of the mountain. You notice I didn't say king of the mountain. Don't worry, Pastor Mike. I know you're coming, bro. But the queen of the mountain has held it down for 3 weeks. Now, she is the first female artist this year to get a 3-week stint at the number one spot. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hold on to your seat, because here she comes, and yes, she can. She goes by the name of Pamela Mann. The song is entitled, Help Me.
You ever find yourself in a place that you don't know what to say? The things I depended on were gone. I realized I couldn't do it on my own. I used to want to understand your plan. Now all I want to see is your hand. My heart is open so wide, even though there's so much pain inside.
Help me,
help me, yeah,
to finish well.
Help
All right, what a great song. Congratulations to Pamela Mann. I said if anybody can do it, it's going to be her. Again, the musicologist has spoken. All right, remember to connect with me on all social media outlets. The easiest way to do that. I thank the thousands of people who visit my website monthly. I thank you so much. You know, my website was down, just like Facebook, for a couple of days, and I had no idea. I was like, what did I do? You know? It was down, and somebody actually emailed me and said, Nina, what's up? You know, I'm trying to go to your website like you said, and it's not there. I had to call the company. They were like, oh, the server. I'm like, what's going on here? First Facebook and Instagram, now my website? And I was like, what did I do? So, oh, I do. I thank everyone who visits my website, and you can do that, msninataylor.com. Pastor, how can they connect with you?
Well, they can connect with Yeah, the same on social media. Look for Preacher 719. On Facebook, look for Elder Ernest E. Richard Jr. or Ernest E. Richard Jr. I now have added Snapchat and TikTok. You can reach out to me there. You can email me at preacher719@gmail.com. You can actually visit the church's website, pwrtostand.com. We do take prayer requests, and I pray that you'll come back and visit us again on next week as we get ready to do another exciting show. Nina, oh my goodness, that's all I'm going to say. It's time to get this party started. Put on your bestest dress, and let's get on over to the Hollaback Music Awards show and show them what we're working with.
Without telling the world how